popping them X pills. So I'm gonna keep a G with you. I started rapping.
You be like, me too, yo, me too. No,
I just started rapping. You know what I mean? Like, I remember.
Hurry, I need it all coming to me. Dance, dance. Told her don't worry, she clapping her cheeks. I only ride with who rocking with me. These little niggas
fucked up a different color, make them wanna hurt me. I'm an OG, I ain't game banging in my 30s. How the fuck I'm gonna put these niggas for my kids? Last time I did that, I did 9 on the bed. Niggas still for my bitch, left the house that my kid. Supposed to be my blood, but it is.
Slipping just like an acrobat. When I drop the Yola and ice it bubble like jumping jacks. I just get the drop, I pull up, smoke you and double back. Niggas cold pussy, leave you bleed like it's your time of month. Got this 30 shooting.
That's who I am. I am. It's for niggas with short attention span.
So what's good? What's good, everybody? Y'all already know what time it is, man. It ain't Thursday, but it is Thirsty Thursdays. Whenever y'all see me on the motherfucking scene and shit. So listen, last night, I did an interview with Keith Murray. You know what I mean? Hip-hop legend Keith Murray and shit, man. The interview was dope as fuck, but for whatever reason, for whatever reason, I played this video, The Most Beautiful Thing in the World, and they basically blocked it from 259 locations that I had it airing at yesterday. So I had to edit the video, and I'm going to keep it real short and just let y'all jump into the video and shit. It's definitely a dope-ass interview, man. The brother is definitely a real down-to-earth-ass dude and shit, man. Very inspiring to anybody that's, you know what I mean, that's out here trying to push and make it and shit. He is independent, so y'all might see some jewels from this shit, man. It's what it is, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. It's y'all host, one of the only tall, skinny, and bony with a beat like homie, Freaky D, a.k.a. Snacks, man. Check out this live-ass interview with y'all hip-hop legend, man. Keith Murray, man. Let me know what y'all think. Hit the comments up. He did say if y'all leave anything in the comments or whatever, any questions or whatever and shit that I'm trying to post it. It won't let you post what? I don't know what you're talking about, but it's not letting you post. But anyway, it should let you share it. You should have no problem with sharing, I guess. Yeah, you probably do got to wait till it get done or whatever. But yeah, most definitely I'm about to going on for y'all, man, and shit. I'm about to get ready. I'm about to go to Jersey, man. I'm performing tomorrow night, too, with Mugger Stacks and Mont Pook, man. Big Dummy and shit, so make sure y'all pull up and shit. They advertise this shit on their page and shit. I'll put it on my page in a minute and shit, you know what I mean? Yeah, this is live. This is live from last night and shit, y'all. You know what I mean? For everybody that missed it.
Free! No, I'm back. No hold back, coming for the stacks. Can't fuck what you want to do. Proud little whack, niggas wanna go to. Who love it fast? Don't care what you've been through.
I'm hoping now.
No hold back.
Coming for the stacks.
Can't fuck what you want to do. Proud little whack, niggas wanna go to. Who love it fast? Don't care what you've been through. I'm hoping now. It's deep now. You really gonna see how? No hold back.
Good man. What's up? As promised. Your fucking girl, the one and only tall, skinny, and bony with a beat like homie, Freaky Deep, a.k.a. motherfucking Snacks. It's the fuck back with Thirsty Thursdays, man. With the one and only, man, the legend. Y'all already know who it is, man. Y'all been seeing it all week, man. I've been throwing it in y'all face. I know some of y'all haters probably was like, man, she playing. Real talk, man. I got the legendary Mr. Keith Murray in the building. You know what I mean? As requested, you dig me? As promised. The brother just pulled up in the spot. I'm over here sharing this shit like crazy, bro. Like, I'm in like 200 something fucking hip hop groups and shit, man. So this shit is everywhere right now. Like I said, man, thank you for having me on the platform. Yeah, right now. We live right now, man. We on here right now, baby. We on here and shit. You know what I mean?
You know, like the video wasn't streaming that.
Now it's gonna stream live though. As it was playing, I don't know if you was watching it on live. Like if you watch it on another phone or device, you'll see it's going straight through.
Well, me that with the streaming issues, it was breaking up as I was. Just to let you know.
It was probably on your end, but I'm saying as far as the playback for everybody that's watching it on the outside, it's playing straight for them. I got it playing on my phone as well, and they play straight through. So we straight back. Ain't no glitching on the live, brother. We straight paper. Don't
get out of here.
Real talk, man. But definitely again, man. Definitely an honor to have you on here, man. Definitely appreciate you coming on the platform, blessing the platform. You know what I mean? Like I said, my platform is a platform for up and coming artists. You know what I mean? So I know this is definitely an honor and a pleasure for them, and definitely an opportunity for them to get inspired from a legend. Like, you know, it's 50 years of hip hop, man, and you're a part of that. Like, you helped lay the groundwork of becoming a considering if who's a lyricist and who the fuck is not a lyricist. Because shit we hear nowadays, they are not lyricists. They just blah blah shit.
That's, I mean, beautiful. That brings a smile on my face for the acknowledgement, the reinforcement, because now I understand that a lot of people that's aspiring is listening and watching.
Most definitely. We see you, brother, and you know we. Like I got kids that my daughter listened to you. She the most beautiful thing. I'm like, how you know about that? Like, she listened to a lot of other older artists too. But it's just that my daughter's 10 years old. You know what I'm saying? Like, we in our 40s. Yeah. So yeah, we was doing it at the same time, running time.
yeah.
Show the mind. Like, I'm fuck with you, bro. But nah. But you feel me though? Like the fact that the younger generation still take heed and have a likeness and have an interest in your music. I think that's real dope, man. That you still have an impact on, you know, kids that's, you know, two decades, you know, younger than your thing.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I think it's dope, man. I think it's dope. So I had to get you on the record.
It's a blessing because a lot of people don't get to this point. And shout out to the people who came before me that inspired me.
Most definitely, man. Most definitely. Yeah, because you know we all got inspiration from somewhere.
December 4. So it was in the '80s that inspired me.
So who was the artist? Like, I mean, name some of the artists back then that inspired you.
Grandmaster Flash, Furious Five, mm-hmm. Funky Four Plus One More, Spoony G, EPMD, Redman inspired me. He dropped before me. NWA, the DOC, DJ Quick, MC Breed, the Fat Boys. Curtis Blow, Run DMC, Slick Rick, Dougie Fresh, MC Poet, God Bless the Dead.
Name of them all.
Man, the list goes on and on and on. I could just go on for about an hour just talking about that.
Yeah, I bet. Where are you originally from? What part of New York are you originally? You are from New York, right?
I was born in Nassau, Long Island.
Okay, and all right.
Was grew up in Roosevelt and Central Islip.
Okay.
All right. And I spent a lot of time in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. My cousins and them's from there. So I would migrate to there and when I was able to take the train by myself.
Okay. So what got you into rapping? I mean, besides, you know what I mean, as far as you saying who inspired you, whatever, like what struck your interest in, you know what I mean, in music?
My Uncle Troy, the original V-Boy. He always would dress hip-hop. He's an MC. He always would play the music, go to parties. I wasn't allowed to go. And I used to just watch him, be up under him. And then I asked him, how they do that? And he told me to write this rhyme out and be able to recite it. So me having a photogenic memory, photographic, photogenic. I like that. So I just took to it, being very studious, you know. I love education, and so I just incorporated it, and then I started putting science words and articulating 3-4 syllable words into my flows, and it ain't a record that I didn't know or a record that I really don't know now. So I'm a student to the game, and I'm a fan of everything.
That's what's up. That's dope, man. That's dope. Because I was going to ask you, because you know what I mean? To me, I feel like you like a real dope lyricist. I like how you put your words together and shit like that. And I was wondering, like, did you study like an encyclopedia, dictionary and shit like that? Did you read a lot?
I read the dictionary, and I read the dictionary now, and the stories and encyclopedia, and I have an extensive library of books.
Okay. Well, That's what's up, man. I think that's one of the things that's needed, especially as an artist. I mean, because you can't run out of words. Like, you gotta have an extensive vocabulary, I think. I mean, what's your opinion on that?
Each his own. Everybody got their own style. When I came in the game, you had to have an original style. So yes. I came with the inspiration of others, but I also was original. Nowadays, there's no originality. It's nothing new. Monkey see, monkey do. So just be original to everybody's coming up. You can be inspired. You can feed off people, but have your own style. I mean, they see people how easy it is now for people just to copy or just to be ratchet and whack, and it doesn't matter. But, you know, to each his own. I'm happy for them all, but to have your own style, you could also have longevity.
Facts. You're original.
You got your own style, what you do in your interviews and things of that nature and your platform, you know what I'm saying? Nobody's really doing what you're doing.
Facts. I appreciate it.
Even though everybody named Mama got a podcast.
Yeah. I think with that right there, I was telling somebody earlier, I think it all has to do with your personality, because it is you being a personality, a radio personality.
With your energy for it also, though, because we all got personalities that's like kind of, you know, attractive and magnetic, but is your energy and your concentration towards your show consistency with it?
Facts. Definitely. I can definitely agree with that. Yeah, man. You definitely got it. Like you said, consistency, you got to push. That's why I always promote pushing, man. Keep pushing.
How many days do you do your show?
I ain't hear what you say now.
How many days a week do you do your show?
I do it once a week. Once a week. I've been lately before like a month and a half or so ago, I was starting to do reviews. So I'm about to click back up on that, start doing reviews and shit. Reviewing cast music. So I'll be doing Thirsty Thursdays on Thursdays, of course, and then I'll be doing the review shit on Fridays.
Oh yeah. Thirsty Thursday is a famous phrase too.
Yeah, I know. I just thought of it and shit, because, you know, my ass is drinking, so I was like, shit, it gotta incorporate with something with drinking, and I seen Drinking Champs and shit with Nori, right? So I was like, yo, I like this nigga's fucking podcast, yo, like, you know what I mean? Like, so I said, I want to do something like it, but I don't want to make it seem like I'm biting his shit, you know what I'm saying? Right. But I want to drink and smoke on my shit too, though, like, you know what I mean?
So I said,
fuck it, I'm just going to be me and still drink and smoke on my shit and bring artists on here, and it's an up-and-coming artist platform. I don't do
it. Yeah, that's hot. That's hot.
So I'm pretty much everywhere online. Anywhere I'm not at, I will be. I'm more sites that niggas
don't know about.
I didn't hear what you said.
That's important.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Yeah. So about this new album, The Most Ugliest Thing in the World, what's that about?
It's lyricism, dope Eric Sermon beats, and it's like something like picking up from Enigma, my album Enigma.
Okay.
And kind of like Beautiful List, because I got singles that's like touching like well-rounded subjects, like events, world events and positive messages, but at the same time getting ugly with it. So I got to put it out now, because I feel that those thoughts that when I made it, my thoughts has kind of changed. So I got an album with Marley Marl called The Mood. So
Marley,
I gotta put this out. Yeah, Marley Marl, The Mood.
Oh, shit.
So I'm geared up. I'm just looking for the proper distribution, which I think I found.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna roll out a couple of records, and then I'm gonna come out with the album. So please support the album, everybody.
Yes,
you can hear me and understand.
Definitely support the album. If y'all got any questions for the brother, I just want to say hi to him. Don't be acting shy now. Y'all be all up on my podcast, all crazy now. I got a legend over here. Y'all scared. He'll bite. Yeah. You know what I mean? He'll bite. He cool ass dude.
Where would I see the comments?
You'll see him on the side right there. I guess it's to the right of me. It's a new comment. I mean, you'll see him when they pop up and shit. But like I said, they scared now. They scared because people got questions too. They hit me up early this morning. Go ahead, what you say?
Oh, it ain't no comments.
Nah, it ain't no comments yet. When they pop up, you'll see them. You'll see them.
Oh, because they start at 8:30.
Yeah. Well, it's 8:35 now. They know what it is now. They can see me come up. They get the notification. They know I'm live right now on my pages and all that shit. Okay. So they can see it.
Game on lock. Yeah, notifications pop up. Everybody get right.
Yeah, they already know. They know the legendary up in this motherfucker. So it is what it is. They acting shy. So, right? They scared. They like it's unbelievable. This motherfucker. Yeah. Real talk, man. Yeah.
But Biggie Small, the Illest. Yeah. Rest in peace.
Definitely rest in peace, man. So as far as like with Death Squad and shit, man, how was it working with Red Man? You know what I mean? And Eric Sermon, man.
Yo, that's a dope question because I'm the baby of the bunch. And when I came around, Eric put me with Red and E, and he put me on his first album compilation, and the song is Swing It Over Here. Redman and Eric made Keith Murray step his game up.
That's what's up.
It was friendly competition. I brought like the streets, and I brought like a little spunk to the whole trio. But them cats, lyrically, stick with it. So I stepped my game up, and then they stepped their game up. Then we just became brothers, and the bond is unbreakable. You notice how you never hear Death Squad ever say anything negative about each other.
That's what's up. That's love. That's real love. That's love shit right there, man. I think y'all energy is just dynamic. It's just dope as fuck. I'm seeing all three of y'all, even seeing all three of y'all do y'all thing on the stage at BET Awards and shit. I was like, okay, you know what I mean? Y'all bring y'all different, y'all bring y'all own, you know what I mean, energy to Death Squad, you know what I'm saying? And it just made it dope as fuck and shit, you know what I mean? So I had to ask that question and shit, like, you know what I mean? Because Red Man,
them niggas make me step it up.
They made you step it up. That's what's up, like, yo, say it with your chest, little nigga. That's what's up, man. But any of them be featuring on your next album?
Definitely. Eric produced it, and of course, Red is going to be on there. He going to be on there. But I just went for self. Niggas ain't hear me for a while, so I just was like going for self. It's gonna be a full Keith Murray album. You know what I'm saying? That's if you want another person, you want to hear another person, go listen to another person. But don't look for hear a bunch of special guests on the new Keith Murray album.
So they ain't having it. It ain't happening, huh?
But I'm gonna rock with a few people to break it up a little bit. But
That's what's up.
Or you can hear some other remakes or with a posse cut somewhere else, but the most ugliest, it's gonna be disgusting.
This is gonna be disgusting. That's what's up. I'm feeling that energy. I'm definitely feeling that energy, man. So you said you down
there. It's been a long time. I gotta come out and give y'all at least 70 minutes of Keith Murray.
Yeah, How long has it been, bro?
Shit, since Rapmophobia.
Rapmophobia? Shit, what year?
I was like 15.
Okay,
like 15 or some shit.
15, yeah.
Well, look, that's and let you know, but goddamn, baby, it's been too long.
He said it's been too long. That's sweet enough for me, baby. Shit.
No.
It's all about the comeback, though. It's all about the comeback. Real talk, man. I'm glad inspired to push it and still put music out and shit. You know what I mean? It's a talent, so it's not there's no age on talent, and that's why I try to tell people, you know what I mean?
My hat says hip hop has no age limit.
Oh shit. All right, y'all see that shit, right? You motherfuckers watching, y'all see that shit? I don't want to hear nothing about no age limit.
Yo, think it's can you feel me? Shit, they got nothing better to say. You know them old ass niggas to tear your young ass up. And you know them young ass niggas to tear your old ass up. If you nice, you nice, regardless.
Facts, please.
If
please.
You whack, you whack. Say less. Don't get me started.
No, I want to get you started. What you talking about?
All right, let's talk about it. Let's get into it.
Yeah, let's get the fuck into it and shit, yo. So it's this video floating around about you. That's why I'm glad to see you right now. You were good. You were good.
Yo, I know what you're gonna talk about.
You
sorry.
No, listen, now let me ask it in the way that I'm gonna ask.
No, I already know. These raggedy motherfuckers gonna put out a video of me. Yeah. You should have did it after the BET Awards. Some bullshit video. I'm minding my business, and this nigga Lord Jamal gonna repost it. I mean, what do you got? 67,000 views? You don't even got 70,000 views. Get off my dick. Yeah. Straight up and down. Yeah. You sucker ass nigga. First of all, you a sucker ass nigga, Lord Jamal. Eat a dick, you faggot. Now, the person who filmed it, what about to fuck them up? Mind your fucking business.
Right?
Wait, you should have after the BET Awards. Now, and then I seen some ugly ass bitch posted twice. She got 2,000 views. Then she got another 100 views.
Yeah.
That shit sizzled out. I know I'm bringing it back because y'all niggas need to mind your motherfucking business and let a motherfucking live because I'm who I am and I'm going to do what I do regardless. But at the end of the day, I'm not filming you. What about it made you eat that phone?
Talk that shit, bro.
You sorry, raggedy motherfuckers. Now you should have posted the BET Awards equivalent to that, Lord, your dickhead, fart face. About that one. But Rod Digger is my sister. Redman said, leave it alone. I have to leave it alone, but I got to get it out my system. Don't come for Keith Murray. Keith Murray will come for you. Now. Niggas ain't doing nothing. You not moving nothing. You ain't doing what I'm doing. Jealousy is eating you inside. Let it eat you, faggot. I don't mean to be disrespectful to the LBG family. I don't. That's just in my DNA. I got to stop saying faggot because that's not right. I'll call him a maggot. That's what I'll call him. Get the, you know what I'm saying?
I love you, bro. I love your realness, yo. Real talk. Yo, yes, I ain't gonna cut to. I'm cut to this shit because I ain't no bullshit. It is what it is. You know what I mean? We want interesting.
Yo, interview. Black people love negative controversy.
Yes, they do.
I don't know what white people do because I don't really watch them. They don't come across my feed. I ain't gonna exclude them. But they bullshit. They be pulling. But black people. Jesus, cause y'all gotta come together. Y'all gotta stop, cause something's gonna happen to you. Eventually, karma's gonna catch up with you. You fucking with the God cyber divine. We all do shit on our own time. We all go past our little limits sometimes. You could drink, you have too much water and die. You could drown, anything. So don't try to play me because I get attention from other people and you want that attention. Don't do it. And I have to let it all die because promoters book me. Thank you very much. They believe in me and I deliver.
I believe in you too, bro. That's what's up. I believe in you too, bro. That's why this this is what happened, right? I hit you up, right? Remember I hit you up. You responded back to me, fucked my whole head up. I was like, oh shit, really hit me the fuck back. So bang, you responded to me. Bang, we handled our business, right? You feel what I'm saying? And then I start looking online. And then I seen the video pop up. So I'm like,
oh, you never saw it before.
I didn't see it before. Nah, hell nah, nigga. I ain't give a fuck anyway. I didn't care.
I'll be trying to flag the high. Get that out of there.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But if I
it's
see it again,
wildfire.
Yeah.
Or from some footage, some dude from Long Island saw me. But then I saw another version of it. AI got me.
Yeah,
AI got me. Oh, artificial intelligence is trying to write my life story. Fuck around. Oh, this is crazy.
You said it's real in the motherfucking field right now, yo.
Yo, they be having cameras 1,000 feet away. That's all they do. Yo.
So I seen that the fans was, you know what I mean, like me, was more so concerned. We wasn't like feeding into what their objective was. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I'm not goofy, bro.
I was like,
yo, thank you for the support and the concern.
Yes.
Make sure that Keith Murray is okay, because you could go down the dark, winding road and never come back.
By the grace
of God, I'm here chilling down south, move my place from the environments and the people moving, and I'm doing shows from down south, you know, where I always was at. But then, you know, I had to step there for a little while to fulfill some obligations. But I'm here, baby. I'm back out.
I see you looking good. You know what I mean? I'm sure if I was close to you, you'd be smelling good too, Nuke. So, you know what I mean?
Versace Dreamer. I got on Versace Dreamer.
That's what's up, man. Definitely, again, man. Definitely an honor to have you on this motherfucking show. I definitely wanted to ask you that just to clear it up for people. But like I said, you got a lot of fans out there. They wondering, like, man, nah, you know, people should be, if anything, they should be trying to find out and help the brother, not trying to exploit them and do some more bullshit like what they doing and shit.
Yo,
like, man,
their numbers are not impressive. They're not going to eat over that. That's the karma they get. Fucking with the God side of the vine.
Looking good, sounding good. You sound like you on point. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I mean, listen, man. Shit, I've been fucked up.
Don't fucking treat me like, yo.
Yeah.
They all from New York City. They all know shit ain't pretty.
My daughter seen the video was like, oh, she said he looked like he on the most beautifulest thing in this
world. Yo, I'm laughing, but fuck it.
It's funny. It's what it is. So what, man? Like, what the
fuck? I used to sell wild drugs back in the day. So I ain't
you know that. Who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? Yeah. If you were somebody else, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
They shouldn't have took that old footage, and they should have did it after the BT Awards. But God is good, and the way God works for me is that anything happens is a go if you know how to use it. I don't get embarrassed. I don't be shy. So nice try, but I still got unfinished business with these suckers.
It'll open up doors for you to get a bigger bag doing that shit. All right, y'all give
me more. Manager. That shit is not a loss. It's a lesson learned. Any press is good press. I've been in controversy since the day one. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm from controversy family, from the hood. What are you talking about?
Facts.
Just show and prove.
That's what's up, man.
But I ain't trying to go down that path, and I ain't trying to be seen in that light on constant basis. But then I seen another footage online. I was in Harlem at this parade with Wishfather and Wah from Rough Riders. And I seen what I had on. Then I was scrolling. I seen somebody online say Keith Murray was in Harlem looking fiendish. What the fuck is you talking? Oh, niggas is trying to slay me.
That's crazy, yeah.
I'm supposed to be perfect? Okay, I get it. Nothing's perfect. Perfection is never achieved.
Man, facts.
Yo!
It's like you know when you in the eye of the
That's when you know you made it.
Yeah.
Niggas gotta get you down on course just to get on your level.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I just help you up. I give you a hand. Not to cut you off, but goddamn, got me on my rant.
Nah, I like that shit. Go ahead, do your thing, man. It's your time, shit. You know what I mean? Like I said, it's an honor to have you here.
That's my new motherfucker, you raggedy motherfucker. You got your sneakers?
Oh. You said you raggedy motherfuckers.
You raggedy motherfuckers.
All right, man, so you know we got this. They got this other podcast, and you out there. This other interview, you out there, You're a wild boy.
You're
a funny motherfucker. Like, for real.
Oh, the art of dialect.
Yeah, when you was talking about your situation with Foxy and shit. You seen the clip in the ad that I used. I used a clip of that in there.
I didn't see the ad, but all that's actual. And now she's talking about book me for a walkthrough. What are you talking about? Book me for a walkthrough. You know what happened? No disrespect to her. I'm telling my truth. Book me for a walkthrough. Sound like conspiracy, Foxy. You don't want to go there with that shit. You don't want to play with Keith Murray. You know what's going on. Now, I ain't disrespecting her. I said what I said, and I stand by what I said. So don't act like a deadhead. Ugh.
Yeah, because all these years later and shit. Don't act like you know what I mean.
Yeah, and then Shauna was like, I don't know that man. I help her pray for him. I'm a mean old lady. Nah, I ain't dissing her because I love them all. I love them all, but I'm not afraid of nobody. And at the same time, I know why people would be like, yo, concerned, because Michael Jackson, Prince, all that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, God bless the dead. They died from OD, overdosing the shit. And people would be older. There's fentanyl is in everything. Weed, everything. So you got to be careful what you put in your physical composition because it could be fatal. It really could.
The last time you put something in your body, that's real talk. That's some real talk right there.
Yeah, your temple.
So as far as like if coming up in the industry and shit, man, you know, battle rapping. I know somebody had inquired and they wanted to ask me about that. The Fredro, you and the Fredro battle.
Well, I came up in battle rap when I was in Brooklyn. I was in Long Island. My Uncle T-Roy used to wake me up out of my sleep. Like, Murray, I got another battle. Eat a nigga up. Go back to sleep.
What?
Go to Brooklyn. All through the pink houses. Albany houses. With God bless the dead Uncle Bourne. My other Uncle Bourne from Brooklyn used to bodyguard Big Daddy Kane. That's how I met Kane. And I had the opportunity to exchange rhymes with Kane. I never say it was a battle. I was 16, he was 23. It was his birthday after a concert at Nassau Coliseum. We was in Brooklyn and at the diner. And then the battle came over with Fredro. I was in that motherfucker. I swear to you, 45 minutes to get in. I said this on Hot 97, but I retreated. 45 minutes to get in, 4 hours to get to the stage. I started drinking, smoking. Shit kicked up. I got to that stage. I wasn't the coherent Keith Murray, but as I look at the film, it really wasn't that bad. I just wasn't that punctual like I am right now. Yeah. And my shit was disgusting. And I gave him an 85. Now that I look at it, I give him like a 70.
I feel it.
That's my man, Fredro. We always came up together. We was in Atlanta. He was there by himself. No queens, no sticky, nobody. They didn't have the money. We didn't do it. Then a year later, Brooklyn, my stomping ground. I told them, yo, I want to go back to the hotel and relax. No, don't go back. They didn't have any shit together. I stuck around. And then my cup runneth over.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel good shit, man. And we asked you
that, but put me in the ring now. I will rock there for 8 hours. I'll sit there for 8 hours. Won't do nada.
Yeah.
And tear ass to pieces. No homo. Smither anybody.
Hold on a second. Yeah, so my kids wanted to come in and do an infomercial real fast and shit. You know what I mean? It was like, hold up. Nah, she got Keith Murray on this motherfucker and shit.
What they want to do?
Huh? Oh, nah, they being occupied right now. They don't be beat. My kids just love their mom so much and shit. That's all.
Wait, are they watching the show?
Oh, no, they're not watching the show right now. I don't know why people.
Oh, they just felt it's time to break up the monotony. Let them do their commercial.
They'd be good.
Uncle Murray love the kids.
Okay, Uncle Murray, I got you. I'm about to throw in another video.
I'm kid-oriented. I'm the kid whisperer. That's what my sister missing from the LODF for me.
You the kid whisperer? You be putting them to sleep?
Nah, I rock with them.
You rock with them? My
yeah, I give more attention than anybody else would because I'm Uncle Murray and I love the kids. The kids love me.
That's what's
I was a kid once and they all took care of me. My parents, my uncles, aunts, grandparents, everybody. So, yeah, I understand.
Yeah, that's what's up.
My grandmother came and got us out of a foster home or I would not know my family.
That's love right there. That's fucking love. That's what's up, man. Family,
guys. Hell yeah. Been through it all. Domestic violence, death of the loved ones. My mother and father passed away. aunt passed away, grandfather passed away, countless friends. So it's a lot of shit that I'm still getting off my chest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Look out, man. Look out. So are you married?
Demons gotta go. I saw something on TV that explained what demons are. Demons are something that you indulge in that's pleasurable, but it's giving you pain.
That's deep. That's
where the demons go.
That's pleasurable.
She took a sip after that one.
Hey, I thought about it too. Like, oh, no, hey, that's pleasurable that gives you pain. Oh, shit now.
And you can't let go until you face the fact that they're demons and you gotta let them go. Just like me with the video. I indulged in the demons with me, and that video changed my life. I went to a program.
That's what's up, man. I'm proud of you, bro. I'm proud of you, man.
Thank
what's
you. Up? But I don't broadcast it. This is the first time I ever said it. Because what's the sense of broadcasting it, trying to show, yo, look, I went to a program, clean myself up. I'm not going to do that, but I just did it because we talking about it right now.
Man, you show that through your actions and shit. You know what I mean? You got this album coming up. And you ever thought about getting into acting? You know, that's big time right now.
Yeah, I'm well overdue, and I'm an unfamiliar face, and Hollywood is kind of shut down, but, you know, all the other films that's coming out, especially the live to straight to streaming films and things of that nature, so I can play any role, could do anything. Met the man, one of my brothers, and I talked to him about it. And he encourages me to go for it because he says, yo, Murray, you're very intelligent and you can do it. I know you can.
Yeah, I think you can do it. So I can see you playing some dope-ass roles. Like, so I can see you playing some real dope and some deep roles, too. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, I can definitely
you be knowing what you be talking about.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I'm pretty good at reading people and shit, you know what I mean?
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I believe so. I think I'm a good judge of character. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's because your character, but not reading people. I'm a Gemini, so you never really know who you're getting.
Yeah. Oh, my homegirl Harlem a Gemini, too.
All of them on the rise.
Yeah, Harlem, hey, hold on. I'm a Capricorn, though. Fuck that shit. Hold on. I'm a winner, baby.
Okay, do your thing, baby. Do your thing, cat.
Yeah,
real talk, man. No cap. He's the cap. No cap. Mr. Keith, you know I love to rap. Ugh.
Hey, hold on. Don't start that now. Hold on now. Yo, so you only got the four girls? You only got the four daughters, or you have sons too?
Oh, well, unfortunately, I had abortions.
Oh shit! You know what?
I don't mean to laugh.
You something else.
I don't need no little nigga in my back pocket. Let me stop. Nah, yeah, well, I got four daughters. My cousin Baggy said, you can't make a boy. I had abortions. I hit a miss. I missed. God damn.
Maybe it's a Gemini.
Say, maybe it's a Gemini.
I got four girls too.
You do?
Yeah.
You got a question for me? You
want to
ask the brother a question? You sitting here.
Ask me no questions. I tell you no lie. Mr. Keith Murray, I'm a fly Gemini. Bars.
My question for you is, how do you feel about the style of music now opposed to how it was then? Like, I know you said before, like, everybody sound the same or whatever, but what I'm saying is, like, I see like a lot of rappers try to take old school rappers. They take their beats, they take some of their lyrics, but they don't have none of their style. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like she said, you a lyricist. Everybody's a monkey see, monkey do, but they have no style. Like,
right. Well, style is something you is inherited with, and I feel that they're not taking the time. They wasn't taught to develop their own particular style. So to each his own is cool. I can't downplay what they're doing because they're taking the old style and they're bringing it to the new, but the only thing they're really not giving homage, they're not saying, yo, this is where I got that from, yo, look into them, listen to that, but they participating in the culture. Eric Sermon always say, Keith Murray, you like everything. I like everything because I can't down it. I mean, go for yours. Go for yours. Now, I may not play it all the time, but I listen to the radio all the time. So I'm abreast of what's going on. And I'm acknowledgeable. So it's inspiring me to keep going also because I cannot let them just take control of everything and I don't participate. But I cannot stand the hardcore ratchetness. She on the VMAs on her knees, wiggling and all this.
That's that new rat. That's that new rat.
That's crazy.
Funny all the time, looking stink. This one looking but I can't really say nothing. That's why this show is good. I can just voice my opinion a little bit.
Yeah, talk that shit. It's thirsty,
motherfucking
Thursday.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they super thirsty. I'm thirsty. I'm Thursday. Ah, remember that one?
I'm Thursday.
This is Mr. Keith Murray, and I'm on a Super Thursday show, and I'm Thursday.
real talk. I'm gonna need you to do that for me too. Like, yo, make sure y'all check out y'all mean motherfucking Thursday.
I thought I just did. You can't chip it, clap it, crop it.
You can say it again for me too.
Yo, this is Mr. Keith Murray. Make sure y'all check out the Super Thirsty Thursday show.
I changed the name of my shit.
It's the Super Thirsty Thursday.
Y'all know that shit, right? Y'all heard it first, motherfucker, the legendary Keith motherfucker Murray. Y'all know the shit it is, man.
You know I got to put my twist on things.
Yeah, I appreciate the twist. Fuck that shit. You just put a signature on that motherfucker, the whole stamp. Fuck that.
That's hot.
I'm gonna have to sip to that real fast. Yeah, hell yeah. You already know.
I'll sip to that. That's what my boy, God bless the dead, my cousin Psych Dog used to always say. I'll sip to that.
Yeah, I'll sip to that.
That's the cliche of your show. The Thirsty Thursdays, I'll sip to that.
You know what? You just
give
me all these fucking jewels and shit.
That's hot. And that's a t-shirt.
That's what I'm fucking
shit. You can be sipping tea or whatever. Just listen to people bullshit. Like, I'll sip to that.
No doubt, man. So, man, like, so,
like, as far as... 5%.
I know you said you got some things booked up and shit. You know, I mean, you got shows or whatever. Like, what shows you got coming up? I know you said are they all located?
I'll be in Miami on the 23rd. I'll be in Long Island on the 28th. I'll be in Greensboro on the November 4th, and then I'll be in Queens at Club Azora on November 10th. That's the one top of the brain.
We're going that one.
Across the street, down the block from the Jamaica train station, baby.
He said, "Talk that shit."
It's gonna be popping. I'm gonna be over there with all the rappers you know and love from Queens.
That's what's up.
I ain't
in front of my chat. Say, hey, what's up, Keith? Don't be acting like you don't know me now. Oh,
you could get on my guest list. What are you talking about?
Oh, that's what I see.
You can get on my guest.
That was my indirect way of asking, nigga. Real talk.
Of course. Of course. All day. Just keep in touch.
Oh, love. I definitely keep in touch with you, bro. Like,
so what's next? Let's talk about the fact how I'm an athlete. Soccer, track, basketball, wrestling.
Oh, that?
Really?
Football,
boxing.
You can box? I box so professionally for like 12 years.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I box for 12 years. You look me up. Just type my name in. You got my name, Daria Hill. You see, they used to call me my name, the Hit Woman.
Like, get out of here. That's amazing. Congratulations.
Yeah,
I knew this dude live in Virginia, some shit, and he saw my video. He know Mayweather. He said, he told me Mayweather said, okay, Murray got hands. Punching nigga face off shoulders. Let me stop. But I will do celebrity boxing.
Yeah, I don't know why people calling me right now. I'm they don't see I'm live. Why are they calling me? Call here.
Like, phone, let them know.
Call me on here. Like, you know what I mean? Call me right here. They scared right now. They like, oh shit. She really got the legend on there. I'm telling you, bro. They like, oh shit. I'm telling you, they like, you know what I mean? It's the most beautiful thing in the world right now, you know.
Yeah, but people don't really know. Some people might not know, but Keith Murray's very approachable. I'm a hell of a guy. I'm a Mr. Murray, as they say abroad. And I don't spend no chips on no money-hungry-ass broad. The black James Bond.
Yeah, I'm live. I don't know why they can't see me. Hold on, let me tag these niggas and this shit. They're everywhere.
Dad, Benny, where you doing? Where you about to go? Having fun. Oh. I need to take my ass back to the store eventually. Huh?
I was wondering, like, where am I?
You working out? Oh, yeah, and I'll be in the gym.
Are you working? You can try and get your weight up? You trying to get like, yeah, yo, Meth, see, Meth looking good though. Meth looking like a whole fucking snack at damn near 50. How old Meth the man? I ain't look that shit. I ain't Google that. He's looking like a whole snizzy though.
Well, he's as old as he is, and he's bodybuilding.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah, I always jog, I always do my push-ups, pull-ups, and I go to the gym momentarily, and I get that big bitch up off me.
Okay.
The weight is the big bitch.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. He was like, oh, okay. Yeah, you on one of his rants.
So, all right, man, so tell me about, like, what's one of the wildest experiences you had, like, at a show? You feel what I'm saying? Like, what a wild experience.
I came back from South Africa. It was like 30,000 out there. It was amazing. I rocked. My boy Olu was with me. I jumped in the crowd and I just went around the whole stadium. And then I was doing my songs and then the niggas started attacking me. Then I was like kind of nervous. I ain't never been nervous like that before. Except I was in a different part of Africa, I got nervous. But that's because I went to Kentucky Fried Chicken and nobody knew. And one person saw me, he's like, keep Murray. Then just the whole fucking, the town felt like was just surrounding me. It was like over. And they start grabbing me. I was got nervous. Then I dipped up out of there. Yo, I never been so nervous in my fucking life. I swear to God, it was in Zimbabwe. Yo, and they was all like dark like me, like us, like, but they was like, eyes was like white and they was like grabbing me. Yo, I swear, I prayed to get out of there. I ducked, I dipped, I dodged, and I sprinted back to the hotel. The hotel was only like two buildings down. That shit was crazy, but South Africa was crazy, jumped out. It's in my feed, South Africa. I went out there and them niggas almost tore my neck off. It was crazy. I loved it.
I said it was crazy. I loved it. That's what's up.
I loved it. I loved the energy, the action. Then I was just in Connecticut, Waterbury. The energy was crazy. Anytime I perform, it's crazy. I love the stage. It's just phenomenal.
That's what's up. So the issue is that when I played your song, Facebook blocked it. Facebook, I'm looking at it right now. I'm speaking
right now
and shit.
Oh, that's why it was doing that?
Yeah, that's why. They only can see it on YouTube right now and all my other stations right now. So that's why you ain't getting a lot of that's feedback from here. Hold on one second. Go to YouTube real
quick. Oh, you got to put original audio.
Yeah, Sony popped up and was like, nah, what the fuck is you doing, homie?
I don't own the copyrights.
BMG.
Yeah, they popped up.
But that was Jive. Right here. How they not gonna let somebody play the music? Oh, because you ain't personally monetized. It doesn't make sense. If you play it, it should be monetized. It should come across the system and it should get paid and break me off like they always do.
But I'm disputing it right now, though. We should be good, though.
Mm-hmm. So you put it as original music. Well, I'm giving away the secrets because I see everybody do it. Yeah. I see anybody from East Bubblefuck put up a video and put up a popular song and say original music and it plays.
Yeah, so, go to my page real fast, Freaky D. Just see, you see a live order. If not, I'm about to
post
everybody. Oh, my page is Freaky D and shit. Hold on one second. I'm just telling everybody go to my my Facebook page, me, my YouTube.
Is there a glitch system? How are they missing? Mr. Keith Murray and I love the dissing. When I come through, I like the mention. All of a sudden, niggas paying attention. But now it don't seem like they understand what's going on. Word is born around strong.
Yeah, because we ain't having that issue on YouTube.
And we ain't having that issue. This motherfucker's like, what tissue? So, what else is the topic of the day?
Okay. So, what else is the topic of the day, man? Like I said, as far as expansion, I know you're getting back into the music. And all that.
Elevation cause expansion, like Rakim.
Yes. Yeah, so are you looking into like a clothing line or like branding as far
said
as
said that? Well, you can go to KeithMurrayStore.com and pick up my classic most beautiful thing in this world t-shirt, white or black.
Y'all heard it first. Y'all
the Keith know the Murray shit, Store. Thank you for your support and love. The most beautiful is. And if you go to Keith Murray, he's Keith Murray Rap, Instagram, Keith Murray Facebook, and Keith Murray Twitter, you can see what I'm up to on a daily basis. Plus, you can also get information for the classic t-shirts that I rock on stage and that you can rock in your...
No doubt, day man. No day. Doubt.
That's
that shit
kind of. That one.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. What happened? I ain't hear you. What happened?
I was reading what it said. Oops, yeah. Seemed like one of your streams is having connecting issues. Stand by.
Oh, that must be it. Yeah, that must be on your end. I'm good over here. Are you connected to Wi-Fi?
Impossible.
Yo, this dude's funny as
hell. Yo, are you connected to Wi-Fi? No, I don't have Wi-Fi. I got the network. I got three bars. I'm golden.
Oh, he said I'm golden. All right, so let me ask you about working with Tupac. You know what I mean? Did you get a chance to work with Tupac and Biggie and shit?
Well, I didn't work personally with Tupac, but I was on a song with Tupac.
Okay, I got you.
I was on G mixtapes. I went there to record and then left. Then I came in and did his part. And then he went to the studio and got shot that night. Then me and 50 Grand, my man who I rap with, from the LOD walked by and Biggie and C's was outside. And then and Biggie was like, yo, your man just got shot. I said, who? He said, Tupac. Mind you, Biggie was one of my best. I was in LA with Biggie the night he got shot. He came to my hotel. and I didn't go to the Vibe Awards or the party, and then I was asleep, and Eve knocked on my door and said, yo, they just killed your man. I said, my man, who? Biggie.
That's crazy. I think you froze up, bro. Yeah, you froze up, bro. Everybody's watching, though. Make sure y'all motherfucking share this shit, man. You froze up, bro. You was talking. Can you hear me?
Am I back? Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, you back now. Yeah, you had froze up for a second. I know you was talking about they told you that Biggie had got shot and shit. He got killed.
Yeah, Eric Sherman was like, yo. Eric Sherman said, yo, your boy got shot. I don't like telling the story. I get emotional and shit, but I don't feel it is what it is.
Yeah, I feel it.
He didn't have to die. But we all do things and we all... every time I tell the story, I get choked up.
All right, so now I want you to get choked up, baby. I ain't bring you here for that boy,
Yeah, well, emotions is emotions, and we have to all go through emotions. So we all here for it. And my boy from Junior Mafia just died.
Oh.
Chico. One of the rappers. I don't know if you're familiar with all the people in Junior Mafia, but Chico, he just passed away from Brooklyn.
Chico Del.
So, shit crazy with this death shit. That's another thing. Death. Depression. So anybody that's going through depression from death, seek help or just stay strong. This too shall pass.
Yeah, facts, man. Facts. But don't break you, make you stronger, man. That's some real shit.
And it ain't supposed to break you, it's supposed to make you stronger.
Yeah, facts. Facts. Keep pushing. You gotta keep pushing, man. Real talk, man. I'm talking about some fun shit, though. I don't want you to get all emotional shit over this shit. I ain't supposed to give you a hug or nothing, shit, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Shit,
I'm okay. What was that running? Bunny rabbit? No, you gotta run that way.
He said, yo, you down south. You in the woods.
Black, that,
he said, who's that running? You got another question for the brother?
I do.
All right, my sister got another question for you. What's going on?
All right, so my question for you is, as far as like all your performances, like what was the best one for you? Like the one that meant the most to you? Like what was like the highlight of your career as far as like performing somewhere?
The Vibe of the Illest Tour, Death Squad, Onyx, Wu-Tang, bunch of niggas, and the Mary J. Blige at the Apollo.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. That's online. If you punch. Yeah, if, I don't know if y'all ever saw that, but if you punch it up, yeah, it's crazy. The receiving, the love, everything's crazy.
We definitely gonna check it out. Definitely check it out, man. Have you ever been married?
You never saw that? Huh?
Have you ever been married?
Be happy with Mary J. Blige. You never saw that?
No. I'm not saying, have you ever been married? Are you married now? Are you single? What's going on? What's your love life?
I'm the most elegant bachelor in the world.
Okay, in the world.
Moray. Stay a pro.
Moray.
No money hungry ass broad.
I hear that shit.
I like to joke a lot.
You said you like the what?
Joke a lot. I'm Keith Murphy.
That's what's up. You gotta have a sense of humor, man. Life's too short.
Yeah,
fuck that shit. Like two motherfucking shirt. Hell yeah. I'm the same motherfucking way. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Real talk. Yeah. So as far as working with other artists, do you prefer working with other artists? Or I mean,
I love tearing niggas' asses up. pause. Oh, nah, I like it.
Do you get kind of like a motivation? Like, I know when I get in the booth with artists and shit, you know, I really prefer to do my own music by myself. But
wait, you a rapper?
Yeah, I rap too. So, but
let me hear something.
Oh no, nah, so I ain't trying to rap right now. So I'm being a personality right now. Don't put me on front, Keith. You know what I mean? That I'm interviewing you. You know what I mean? You rap. You give me some bars off the most ugliest thing in the world.
Check it. We move like the blob, block the block, kick down and lay your ass down in a pine box. Crown reputer, mask intruder. Everybody dying, no identifying the shooter. Motherfuckers ain't taking nothing from me. I'm a barroom brawler. I do niggas ugly. Now you want to send a civil law after me? How long you think you're gonna live to see that money? No way, homeboy, I ain't the one. Send my LOD soldiers to get the job done. No vest, no gat. Just strangle your ass out. Let me stop.
I had to get grizzly on him. Real talk, man.
Yeah,
I can't wait to hear the album when it drop, man. For real talk and shit.
Yeah, I got a assortment of songs, a variety.
We got a variety of songs. I mean, you're not doing no auto-tune, is you?
No, I don't do that.
He said no.
That's cool to each his own, but not when Keith Murray's on the microphone.
I hear that shit. I respect it. That's what's up, man. But I'm really freestyling this interview because like I said, it's a up and coming platform. We have a platform for up and coming artists and shit. So I usually have my set of questions that I use for records and shit like that or whatever. But like I said, you're a legend, so I'm pretty much freestyling.
But I'll be rocking with up and coming artists sometimes. I enjoy them. They call me. We figure something out. I spit for them. I give them records. It's cool.
Man, I mean, do you do any collabs with people?
That's what I mean.
Okay, all right. So what's your going price for that? Shit? I mean, just in case anybody watching, they want to get you on the track with them and shit. Because like I said, I see why it ain't too many people comment, because a lot of people is watching off of Facebook that I fuck with as far as my following on Facebook and shit. So I just seen, like, that's why people calling me. They was calling me because it was like, where you at? Like, you feel what I'm saying? But because Facebook blocked it, I just put the post on. So hopefully everybody starts.
Facebook blocked us?
Yeah, Facebook blocked us on there.
Raggedy
motherfucker. Yeah, right? That motherfucking work. That motherfucking work, man.
Facebook with Instagram, too.
Yes, exactly. So we on every other platform, they block us on nothing else. So it is what it is, and I'll upload that shit on everything else. So it ain't about
you gotta put me up on the other platform so I can just, you know, be a fly on the wall and see what's popping.
I got you. I'll shoot it all to you. I can just show them all that shit. I even shoot you this footage too. So, you know, I mean, you can edit it however you want to. If you want to put up some clips on your page and shit, so you can do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely gotta chop it up. I got my boy Olu here chop it up.
Yeah, well, definitely. I'm gonna have Snoopy Badass
over
here
next week and shit.
Snoopy Badass? Yeah. I see he followed you too.
Wait.
From the West Coast. From Death Row.
Oh, that's another thing. People be recycling names like a motherfucker. Shout out to Snoopy Badass. Whoever you are.
Snoopy Badass.
I've seen him before online. I'm aware.
Yeah. He following you too. He's a fan of yours. He promoting it. His manager is promoting this shit right now too.
Oh, word! Shout out to Snoopy Badass, man. Who's his manager?
I Doggy. His name I Doggy. AAH Doggy. Well, this cool ass white boy and shit. He cool as fuck. Shit.
You sound like a robot.
I hear what you said.
Robot.
It's like a robot. Is it I Doggy?
You sound like a robot.
Yeah, you funny. It's
a robot.
It's like a robot and shit. Yo, so what's the freakiest
thing that happened? You got the call, kid?
Being an artist, I mean, especially being a famous person and being in the public eye and shit, I know you get approached by all different types of females and shit like that, you know what I mean? Like, what's the most freakiest thing that a female has done to you or offered to do to you?
I can't understand what you're making out.
You can't hear me?
Uh-uh.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, all right, so yeah, I said, like, you know, being though you're an artist, like, you know, man, you're a famous dude, like, you're very known, you're very well known. So, you know, as far as females, like, what's the most freakiest shit a female has said, done?
Robot.
I still sound like a robot. It's probably you because you're moving around. You probably got to find that little soft spot you was in before.
Oh, I know all my spots, and my spots be good. It ain't me. Don't try to blame me.
Spots be good.
Oh, I know all my G spots.
Oh, his G spots. Oh, he talk that shit, yo. He be talking that shit. Mr. Keith Murray. Real talking. You hear me now?
He said, "Put that cake."
Can you hear me now, bro?
Yes. Can you hear
me now? Am I breaking up or not? I'm good. I'm flowing right.
You good, money?
I'm good, money. Okay, so like I was saying, I was trying to ask you, you know what I mean, like being though you know what I mean, you're a well-known brother, you know what I mean, in the public eye. I'm sure a lot of females throw themselves at you. I'm sure you had a whole bunch of females throw themselves at you throughout your whole career. And I'm pretty sure before then, anyway, because you had some handsome fellas.
No, don't try to put
I'm not trying to put nothing on you. Shut up. My name's Snacks. My name's Freaky D, first and foremost. I'm going to talk that shit to you. So expect it. All right? Expect that shit. You feel me? Real talk. But now it's some real shit. Like, I'm sure you have been approached by all types of females.
Like I'm a robot
right now and again. Oh, come on, bro. Like, it's just
no, killing. The microphone and got real adamant.
You said what now? Can you hear me?
Not when you leaned into the microphone and got very adamant.
Oh, okay. All right. So can you hear me though now?
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, what's the freakiest shit that a bitch just said to you or did to you?
Nothing.
Damn. Nothing close to?
So, what's the freakiest shit a bitch said to you?
Who said to me? Oh.
You're out now. And I don't know if this is.
You asked the question. I'm going to answer it. I done had all types of shit said to me. I mean, yeah. What you want to hear? What you want?
I don't hear anything.
I mean, you asked the question, though. You feel what I'm saying? But you trying to
interview me now. I'm just going to your question.
Don't be answering my question with a question, bro.
It was rhetorical.
Yeah, I know. I love you fucking with me and shit. But not for real. Like, what's the wildest thing and shit? Because I know Tupac. I seen on an interview with Tupac. Tupac said the wildest thing happened to him. He was in a club, and a bitch just came out and just pulled his dick out on the floor and just started sucking, giving him head right there. So, like,
wow. I don't know none of that. Hell to the no. I'm very cordial,
okay.
Conservative.
That's what's up. You laid back.
Well, I ain't gonna say all that, but
looks like. Now, as far as business wise, do you have any like businesses? You know what I mean, that you do outside of
buying company, KeithMurrayShop.com.
Where can they find that? They can find, well, you said online. Are you on any other social media sites, outlets, or whatever they can find you at?
Keith Murray, he's Keith Murray at Instagram, he's Keith Murray Rap, Facebook, Keith Murray, Instagram, Keith Murray.
All right, so this is the big question right here. For all the artists, that's not no crazy question like that for you. Nah. This is more so for the platform, you know what I mean? Because I have a lot of inspiring artists that have been on here. I've got about like 58 interviews or so with different artists.
You got 58 interviews?
Yeah, if you check out my channel, my podcast on YouTube or whatever, you'll see that I interviewed a lot of people. I'll be as consistent as I can be with everything else I got going on in my life too. I got love for this shit, but you know, so my question is, for all the artists that I have come on here that, you know, I mean, they may not be able to watch it today on Facebook or whatever, I will be reposting it so that they will be able to. But as far as inspiration, like what type of advice or, you know, knowledge or whatever you could put them D on, as far as, you know what I mean, because, you know, nowadays, as far as when you came up as an artist, it was just the industry. Now they got cast, you know, you could be an independent artist now and go the indie route, you feel what I'm saying? Which route would you advise people to go with, you know what I mean, as far as would they go in the industry, especially with all the killings being done and people talk about the motherfucking the labels putting insurance policy out on artists and shit, and, you know, killing artists and cashing out their asses and shit. Like, I know that's a lot of question, but, you know what I mean, answer whatever you can. You know what I mean, we can keep it moving.
Get in where you fit in. Do what works for you. Figure your life out. Be original. And rock out. Because there's a lot of ways to make money now. And labels, I understand, are not going to come to you until your numbers are up. So do what you do, and don't give a fuck. How about that? Dude. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Yeah, don't distort your vision because you see other things. Work your way up to the level. That you gotta work up to. Don't cloud yourself and like, yo, I want that. You're not ready for that. Very important that you understand the stages to get to where you wanna be. I was with Eric Sermon 2 years before I touched the microphone.
Wow.
Yeah. And when I was hot with Hostile, I still wasn't on the road. Then when he took me on the road, first show, I performed pandemonium. And it was hysteria. They shut the show down in D.C. I love you, D.C.
That's what's up. Shout out to D.C. So, I mean, who are you signed with, though? You know what I mean? You signed with Eric Sermon?
Well, Eric Sermon is my producer, but Keith Murray is independent, and I have an opportunity to come out with records on Rivet. So I'm with Scott, and we're about to make a rollout of singles, and then the album, the Murray Mall album. And I got a record with Lord Professor called In Disguise. It's coming. Just give me a little time, footing right, and please support me because I love you all.
That's what's up. So DMX.
Oh, man. Another one. One of my brothers. DMX. I would meet up with him. He brought me out at the Apollo. He brought me out in Long Island. I was with him all the time. Then he passed away. Fentanyl got him. I didn't go to the big funeral at Barclays Center, but I went to the little funeral in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And I cried like a baby. I just cry.
Definitely a dope artist. Definitely a dope individual, man. Real talk, like.
Yeah. Oh, man. Emotional. Great talent, great person.
Facts.
Got you.
That's dope that you know what I mean. You was able to, you know, share some energy with your brother and shit. That's dope, man. Real talk, you know what I mean?
That's some dope shit.
I hear Dragon up too. He gonna be on here next too. Dragon will be on here next. You feel me?
He be killing it.
Yeah, he be doing this thing, man. They be sleeping. That's why I'm glad to see, you know, the rappers from my era, you know, still getting it, man. Still sticking it out and shit, you know what I mean? Saying fuck the quota, you know, you too old to be fucking rapping and shit like that. And, you know, it's funny because they only say that shit about rappers, hip-hop. They don't say that shit about no country fucking singers. They don't say that shit about no jazz motherfuckers.
How the fuck you gonna talk? You see my hat, right?
Yeah,
you can't really see.
Yeah.
No age limit in hip hop.
Yeah. This is crazy, yo.
And I got this from a guy who does merchandise in hip hop. So that was hot.
That's what, so you had that hat made? You had that hat made? That's part of your clothing line? You can't hear me?
I would have went. Yes, I can.
Yeah. Is that hat part of your hairline? I mean, your clothing line is your hairline. Is that hat part of your
hairline is there, but I'm battling hereditary. That was funny.
It's all love, bro. It's all love. It's all love, bro. It's all
love. Pick one I did.
Yo, so I know you spoke of sports and all that. I mean, you said boxing. Did you go with like Golden Gloves? Did you go? I mean, you didn't go professional.
I really don't like getting punched in my face.
I'm black.
Yeah, nah, nigga, you got two of that shit.
Popcorn ears and all that shit.
You said nah, fuck that shit, huh? I hear that.
Not going to happen. I'll probably get mad and clip a nigga and stop wrestling.
So what sports did you do? I mean, what did you do the sports? What, whether it like during school?
Accolades. Look me up. Keep Murray Central Ice up. I'm in the history book. Basketball, track, soccer.
Okay. That's what's up. I ain't just no rapper. Shit. I got fucking man. That's what's up, man. That's dope. That's
I was raised by Jamaican.
That's what's up.
Well, I was raised by Jamaica. So that's where I got really to also my musical sense from. Because the Jamaicans always would battle each other. And I knew all Michigan Sully. I forgot about that. Giant Head, Yellow Man, Bob Marley, my number one artist.
You used to battle with the Jamaicans? Or you just used to observe?
I got my musical battling sense from them.
I got you.
Like how I hold notes and my words is like melodic. I got a melodic flow. Yeah. But then I start drilling. Then I start talking shit. Things of that nature. Like the most beautiful thing in this world, that's singing. I've been sourcing before these niggas even started. You know what I'm saying?
Without the auto tune.
Before auto tune, I was auto tuned.
Talk that shit.
I've been talking that shit from the Legion of Doom.
Talk that shit.
So now you know you don't have to.
I'm just glad. Like I said
in the beginning. Bars. I was spitting bars.
What'd you say? Huh?
I was spitting bars. I don't think it was good.
That's all I heard from the music. Bars. Like bars now. That's what you said. Oh shit. Spit those shit.
I like this interview because I can just chill, do what I do. Relax.
It's Thirsty Thursdays. It's Thirsty Thursdays. We chilling. That's what it is. You know what I mean? So the people get to know you.
Robotic.
Nah, people get to know you for you. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about.
Well,
you know
I like nice walks in the. I like. You want to get to know me, females? I like nice walks on the beach.
You're something else.
I like to watch Top Boy on. Netflix and chill, you know.
Okay.
I watched it like Snowflake. What's it called? Snowfall. Yeah.
Snowflake.
Snowfall.
Thank you. I like history. I like the History Channel. I'm a pro at Jeopardy. I don't think nobody could beat me at Jeopardy, things of that nature.
Oh, okay, right. Jeopardy is duly noted. Well, so catch you with some down sound. Like, what's up? Let's watch some Jeopardy. You say you like that shit? What's up, man? Yeah, man. So what you gonna do for
Jeopardy?
You said what? What'd you say?
I can host Hood Jeopardy. I'm Keith Corbeck. God bless his day.
Okay, now. All right, now. Y'all hear that shit? You feel what I'm saying? So what you like to do for fun? It's the Keith Murray.
What I like to do for fun?
Yeah, for fun.
Take long walks on. Take long walks on the beach.
Okay.
I just told you.
That's it?
Family is very important to me. I support all my family, even if they raggedy motherfuckers.
You gotta love them.
Support
people, right?
My people. Yeah. You can't choose your family.
Stuck with them. Definitely can't, man. You definitely can't choose your fucking family, you know. Unfortunately, it is what it is. All you can do is choose how you deal with them motherfuckers. That's it.
Yeah, you can feed them from a long spoon.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all you do. It's definitely dope to see that you know you're a real person, and I think that's what people gonna get from this interview. That's why I didn't want to do nothing from a script or anything like that. I just wanted to just freestyle and just go off your energy. You know what I mean? We just go off each other energy and shit like that. You know what I mean? Because that's what people don't really get to see. They don't really get to see the artists and get to know the artists. For the artists, all they do is they get this thing. They draw this perception, just like the people put out that video to paint a picture of you. You dig what I'm saying? Outside of the picture that you build the picture that you paint for yourself, you're creating your perception that you put out there on your own.
Yeah, but people are smart and they understand. But a lot of people love the negative controversy. People pretty much get who I am, but. Everybody got a Keith Murray story, but nobody don't really know me. I'm a Gemini, so and when I'm around like Eric and Redman, I'm a different person than when I'm with myself. And then I start like opening up a little bit, but I'm not for everybody to personally know. So get with the program, roll with me or get rolled on. I got a fucking attitude at the end of the day, and I just really from the LOD, so we survivors and things of that nature. So I wear my emotions on my sleeve, and I grew up in public. So when I'm around my grandmothers, I'm different. than I am with the general public. So, but I'm surprised at how many people knowing me. I go anywhere. I could be dropped in Cougar Kamonga. They'd be like, oh shit, Keith Murray. So that shit only makes me bigger.
Yeah. Unless you're still relevant. You know, you still dope. People still listen to you to this day. Like, you'd be surprised how many young kids. I'll tell you, my 10-year-old daughter listens to you. And the fact that she said that shit was just fucking cut.
That's just dope. And that's dope because she got a dope mother, because there's a lot of 10 years old that don't know Keith Murray. That's because of their parents.
Facts. I mean, she be listening to Michael Jackson, she be listening to Prince. She be like, yo, what do you know about Prince? Like, she be like, I like this song, mom. I'm like, all right, then. It is what it is. It's the culture, man.
Yeah, you know, my daughter, she's 11, she's singing Stand By Me. I'm like,
okay. All right, then.
The movies teach him that, because the songs be in different movies.
Yeah. You talking about the movie Stand By Me? You talking about that version of it?
She sang the real one. I'm like, okay. So it has to come from the movie.
Yeah. That was my shit. That's still my shit. I like that shit. I ain't even front, nigga. I like that shit. My bad, I'm calling you disrespect. But shit, yo, real talk, man. So you's definitely a girl dad. You're Kobe shit. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace.
Yeah. And my grandmother's is my best friend, and one of my grandmother is not really doing well now, so I'm sad. But I just keep the regular face, but. They 90 years old, so one of them is like 20. She 90, but she act 20.
Oh,
but one just be ill, so yeah, it's sad, and I have to deal with that. But everything I put in songs too, like I got real heartfelt songs, then I got hardcore songs, then I got stories, then I got metaphorical songs. It's, Keith Murray, you never can pinpoint me, so just enjoy the ride, people.
He said, hold on, huh? Strap up. Hold on.
Yeah, put your seatbelt on.
Strap up. And hold on. It's about to be a ride, motherfuckers. That's what's up, man.
And check out the most beautiful thing in this world, Enigma. It's a beautiful thing. Rapophobia. Puff Pass. And Lord of the Metaphor, part 1 and 2, my mixtapes.
Y'all heard it first, man. Y'all already know what it is.
Check me out on all Redman albums, all Eric Sermon albums, and Blackout 1 and 2, Red and Meth.
Y'all heard it first, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. It's Thirsty Thursdays with y'all host, the one and only Tall, Skinny, and Bony. Would it be like homie Freaky Deep, aka Snacks, with the motherfucking legend? Y'all already know. Mr. Keith motherfucker Murray. Y'all already know this shit, man.
No bullshit when you say my name, neither.
Hey, what you say, baby? What you just say?
You don't be about no bullshit when you say my name, neither.
I put some sauce on that shit. What's up?
Snap into a Slim Jim. Slim Jim.
Yo, you gonna buy the Slim Jim for the Slim Jim.
Slim Jim Ola Honey. Goddamn.
Yeah, no, definitely, most definitely. We definitely gonna be trying. We ain't even trying. We're gonna be attending that. What's that? November the 10th show, right?
Mm-hmm.
November the 10th, yeah. What's the spot? You remember the spot?
Azora.
Yeah, most definitely. I'll be in contact. I'll shoot you a text, like, or I'll shoot you a text, like, yo, bro, what was that show again? Well, it sucks. I'll definitely be there.
I'm in Hempstead on the 28th.
You said where?
Hempstead.
What I said? That's in New York?
Long Island.
That's a long
time. Long
Island?
Yeah. Yeah, but it ain't like Azora.
You said it ain't like Azora.
It's a town thing. It's cool. Everybody going to be rocking, but the club scene, you don't want to miss.
Okay, I'll definitely be there. Definitely going to pull that. I'm definitely going to see this. Like, oh, shit, there she go. Yeah, you know, I mean, how tall are you?
I'm tall as a house. I'm strong as a tree. I'm the rock. I'm so
rich. I put the bass. Oh, I'm God.
I'm 5'9".
You 5'9"?
That's not bad.
Okay, all right. You ain't too like sure.
5'6".
Yeah, I'm thinking you like 5'6" or something. Yeah, I'm thinking that too. All right, that's what's up. I'm 6'1". So that's
what's up. Well, 6'1". I love to have fun. Mr. Keith Murray, I'm drunk. Just put one in the first one. Yeah, the Sugar Hill. Yo, she be wild. So, when you get the questions together, people want to ask, hit me back, I'll answer the questions. I'm curious.
I'm curious. I'm definitely going to do that. Real talk. So, I mean, I'm kind of peed off and shit because I'm ready to stop this. And then, I mean, it's up to you though. I'm ready to stop it. And because the reason why it stopped it, is because I played your music in the beginning. So if I don't play your, I can end the live right now and then come right back on. You feel what I'm saying? And then people be popping up in this shit.
End it live and come back to me.
Yeah, I can end it right now and then we come right back on. You know what I'm saying?
Immediately?
Yeah, immediately. I'm going to end it, and then we're going
to...
Yeah, I'm going to end it, and then you're going to be still... You still going to be in here. I'm going to end it right now and shit. You know what I'm saying? So anybody that's watching, there's only a couple people watching right now, but like I said, they can't get it right now because it's being blocked because I played your music in the beginning. I played that video. Most beautiful thing in this world.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So your people... It's just your people protecting you. That's all. It's your people protecting you, making sure nobody... copyright. All right, so that's cool with you?
Yes. We've been an hour and 32 minutes, so we good for about another 15, 20 minutes.
Okay, all right, cool. Good.
All right.